the three chumras that the Rambam mentions, and then the Rambam says, in respect to all the three chumras, we delegate more chush b'chose. We have the chatchila in bazel of chumras ba'alme, we are make our leaves. The question is, why? Why is it only the chumra? And the Eved in Mochush, according to the Rabbi Baruch, it's even the Eved. Now he says it in respect to each one of the chumras. So we have to analyze it in respect to each one of the chumras separately. Now, yesterday we discussed the first chumra. Also lachti so yish tachas boso. Vamchate tachas zira shalahem bo midipishti. Shli fishay gvashin ben povim cholo, povim boso. Vamchate tachas zira shalahem bo midipishti boso bcholo. So in other words, you cannot be mechated the gecholim tachas the deira of the nochis, of the shivcha nochis, even if you know that right now potatoes is being cooked by the shivcha nochis in that pot, because sometimes she cooked boso, sometimes cholov, so the deira has a clear boso and cholov. Now in the gecholim, you thereby expedite the bishul. So it's a nisa of mivashu bas b'chol. It's a nisa of mivashu bas b'chol. So that's only a chumre. Now, why is it only a chumre? The Eved is certainly a chumre. But even l'chatchile, there is a basis to be made. Now, so we could say that one reason as to why it's only a chumre, because of the aloche of stam keli meilem neyema. Some in Meile, it's nisim tam nivgam, so it's muta. So what's the shita of Rabbi Baruch? So we could say that the shita of Rabbi Baruch is that inasmuch as the aloch of Nisim Talmud Gam is based upon the posik of Nevilah Shinu Uligeir, and Nevilah Shinu Uligeir is the same aloch as Shalikin Rachel also. And by Bosa Becholov, there is aloch that is Chayim Shalikin Rachel also, and Bosa Becholov, and by Akerem. So in Meile, by Bosa Becholov, there is a Nisa, even Nisim Talmud Gam. So in other words, the sheet of Rabbi Baruch is that by Bosa Becholov, let's say you are Mivashil Bosa on Sunday, then you're not allowed to be Mivashil Cholov on Tuesday, Lachum Tuesday. And if you are Mivashil Cholov on Tuesday, and you also have to eat that Cholov, to drink that Cholov, in Shoni, so it's Mutah De'Eved, because they stand with Gam, but Bosa Becholov, it's awesome. Now, the Shechnoch Paschal Beferish, the Tamil Bosa Becholov, so the Aloch of this Tamil Gam applies. That's in Simen. Tzadik Gimu, they were Shepishu Babosa, he was Becholov, he was Shepishu Bob Misech Mislays, also in this Tam. Have him show Mislays, he was Shepishu Bob, have him listen Tamil Gam, and with Terat Apshil. So he Paschal Beferish, that by Bosa Becholov it also applies. And that seems to be the shita of most Rashi. So maybe Rabbi Baruch is chelik. Maybe Rabbi Baruch is chelik. All right. Now, then there is another reason as to why this is only a chum. Because it's in Bishlach HaBishl. And Rabbi Gershon says that the aloche of Bishlach HaBishl, just as it applies like Gabi Shabbos, it applies like Gabi Bas Becholov as well. So here, now, what is the Isa? Because when you have the Gecholim, you are maflit. The Bli of Boso, the Bli of Cholov, and they are being cooked together. They are Yeitze, we say Hagdeiro, and they are being cooked together. But the Bli of Boso was already cooked, the Bli of Cholov was already cooked. So that's in Bishlach HaBish. So it's in Bishlach HaBish. So the crazy place explains, mentions these two timings as to why the Rambam says, Uvidevet Elochish Becholze, Vachlichatchilayim Bezal Chumres Be'alme, Vamekla Yivsit. Why? As far as the first Chumre is concerned, because of Bishlach HaBishl. Then, and what's the Shite of the Rabbi Baruch, that Yish Bishlach HaBishl. Who says Yish Bishlach HaBishl by Bosa Becholov? The Yeshua Yaakov says that. But Rabbi Migershon, Tavkuf Ches Echum, says that Aloche of Yish Bishlach HaBishl applies to Bosa Becholov. So in other words, so Rabbi Baruch, the Mordechai, Yishim Rabbi Baruch, agrees with the Shite of the issue is Yaakov. So that's why it's Osea. And the Ramo says everything Ochush because of Bishla Habishma. And we don't have to say, and from the crazy place it's Mashma. The crazy place it's Mashma that in the case where Boso was Mizbashil on Sunday, then you are Mizbashil Cholov on Tuesday, so everybody will agree that that Cholov is not Osea. The Aloha of Nisim Tam Livgam would apply. Even though the Aloha of Nisim Tam Livgam is based upon the Zakos of the village in Eruil Gea, and there's the same Aloha as Shalik the Chachloson, and by Pasab Cholov, Shalik the Chachloson is Chayev. The answer is, now, so that's the Kashi against the Mechaber. I mean, not the Shem, we say that they don't have Bishop Boso, so in Bishop Bo, Lacha Meis Leis Cholov, so it's Mutar Yevet. The answer is because here it's not in the Bishop. The Aloha of if it already became a Hefzer Mizbicholov. So then we say it's not there. So then we say that if Shalik Nachlosan is Chayim, let's say Bosom Cholov Shemisach, the Vela Shemisbicholov, it became putrid. So even though at the outset it was very good and delicious, and then it became putrid and spoiled, and it's not all Achille, so it's not Osem. Pashayim came by Bosom Cholov, even at the outset, it was good. It was edible. It was good. And then it became putrid. So then, Yach still chayim. Masha'im came, if at the time when you're mevashel the cholov, so it's nesim tam livgam, so the time of the posor is already livgam, so then it's not even the abishol. It's not even the abishol. So it seems from the crazy place, that on that point, even Rabbi Boruch would agree that there is no Isa on Masa B'Cholov because it's not the Bishop. So the question is, so why does the Mordechai in the name of Rabbi Boruch say that Israel shouldn't be Mechatel Yecholim Tachas HaPeiro of Shivchosei Anochis? So the answer is, I mean, in case of place he doesn't discuss it, but you see, Rabbi Boruch says there that if a Jew has a Gentile maid in his house who stays there all the time, so he should make an arrangement that the Gentile maid should have a separate pot for meat and a separate kneira for milk. So in other words, so when does he say that he should be mechate if the maid has only one kneira? Now, if the Gentile maid stays in the house of the Yisrael and she has only one pot, so then we cannot say stam kelim in the yemon. Stam kelim in the yemon, we say stam kelim in Ochi, he has many pots. So we presume that this pot, that any pot was not used for the last 24 hours. But if we know that a Gentile woman has only one pot and everything, she cooks everything in that pot, now she has to eat every day. She doesn't fast for 24 hours and then eat. So Mimele, we can't say, stop killing in the Yemo. Since he's talking of a case where the Gentile maid has her own pot, and that's, and this, so the Yisroel shouldn't be mechatel yecholim tachas that part, tachas that layer. So maybe we cannot say stam kelim v'yemon, because every day she has to boil milk and she has to cook meat and she probably does it. So maybe it is v'yemon. So maybe that's why Rabbi Boruch asks the Yisroel to mechatel yecholim tachas eish. Oh, so Mimele, so why does Ramos say, even in such a case, it is Mutea? Why is it Mutea? So the crazy place, he explains it on the basis of in Bishlach HaBishma. On the basis of in Bishlach HaBishma. Now, the Pribi Godin, in explaining Dishach, Yutches, here it says, ein Schacht in Helm die Sonne was. Nehmen Sie aber kommen den aber kommen bauen. Ein Kreis in Place ist im Himmel. Und die Nähe was aber kommen, je ich bis la hab ich. Und mit kommen okay, haben nur asche diese Hagdero mit was aber kommen ja hat. She yifle it lechut vi nizbashel lo yichosh vize lo yihabe der bish avol bosho bideo basyeimo nichomo vada yihabe der bish. But I have their ambition. So he says, and the crazy place explains it, why is Loi Choshu Lichumre, Loi Choshu, Rabbi is making it, because in Bishlach HaBishlach. And what does Rabbi Boch say? That yesh bishlach ha-mishnah. That yesh bishlach ha-mishnah. Then the Prima Kodim says, Uledine bosa becholov yesh bishlach ha-mishnah. So he says that by Bosa Becholov there is Bishlach HaMishnah. Not as the Rabbi Gershon says. As the Yishus Yaakov says. So then the question is, so why is the Ramor Matir? He says, so he says something else. Not because of him Bishlach HaMishnah. Habalu Hashem Sechadero mi Bosa Becholov yachat sheyiflik lechut v'yizbashel v'yichoshe dizel v'yichadu v'yar Bishlach. Abu Bosa Bideir So he says that if you have, let's say, a bleed of, let's say, now here, this Gentile woman might be cooking potatoes. So still, Rabbi Boch says, Yisrael should be mechatel the cholov. Why shouldn't he be mechatel the cholov? After all, she's cooking potatoes, so by through the chit of the cholov, he'll only be expediting the bishul of potatoes. What kind of a nisar is there? No. But through the chiluk yecholim, he will be mafrid, a bli of basar and a bli of cholov. So, but in the gdeire, visibly, in the gdeire, you don't have any basar or cholov. You just have potatoes invisibly. What is visible in the gdeire? Only potatoes. So, but you will be mafrid. In an invisible way, you'll be mafrid particles of basar and particles of cholov, and that will be cooked together in the dairy. But you won't see it. You don't see it when you are mevashel potatoes in a dairy that has a plea of basar and cholov. So the Primigodim says that's why the Ramo is matia, because that's not the rabishal. When is it the rabishal if you see the cholapoch as the basar? You see the cholapoch as the cholov. But you don't see the plea of the basar, the bli of the cholov. But one of the two you see, that's the rabish. Mashein kein, if you don't see in the gdeire, either the basar, nor the cholov, what you see is potatoes. But we know that through the chitik yecholim, you will be mafnit. Minute particles, invisible. Minute invisible particles of basar, and minute invisible particles of cholov. That's not the rabish. That's not the official. So the mele, there is no use of this vashe, only when it's the official. Mashein came in the case where you have a daily, in which, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning today, you are mevashel basar. Now you are mevashel cholov. So cholov there is, mamish, bien, visible. And not invisible particles of cholov. But what is invisible? The particles of basar that is balua and is basyeme, then you are even the iser of bishul basar. This is what he says. So why is the Ramo? So that means that the Ramo is only matir to be mechatel kecholim if the Yisrael knows that the maid is not boiling milk in that pot. So, but she's cooking potatoes in that pot. So, but Rabbi Boch still asks to be mechatel kecholim. To be chatel kecholim, because you will be matli the bli of both the particles of basar and the particles of cholov, and they'll be cooked together. So that is not the rabishul. Mashein kein, in the case where the Yisrael knows that in the pot the maid is boiling milk, then the rabo will be made it, that the Yisrael is not allowed to be chatel kecholim, because since it's the only pot that the maid has. So every day she cooks everything. She cooks meat, she cooks milk. I mean, a person eats milk and eats the meat every day. And that's the only part that the Gentile maid has. So we may lay, and now milk is being cooked, is being boiled. So through the chituk yecholim, so he will be mafrid, the belua, the minute particles of meat, and he'll be mashlet with the visible milk. So that is the ambition. So that is also. So in the Chaname, the Ramo is only matter when something parave is being cooked in the pot. So Rabbi Boch has a specific holding in such a case, and the Ramo is matter. But if milk is being boiled, or if meat is being cooked, I mean the veil meat, let's say, not chazar, because chazar there is no iser of basar cholov at all. But let's say if the veil meat. So is being cooked. So then the rabbi will be made in the sausage. Now see what the Tremigodim says. Ulidine, posa becholov ish bishul, acha bishul, umikom lokim avolu ashem zichagdeiro, mi posa becholov yachad, sheyiflit lechutz v'yizbashe, lo yichoshu, vizeh lehoyu derar bishul, avol posa becholov basyeimo micholov, vada yavu derar bishul. Vada bishul. Then he mentions, umashi posa v'akrisi v'tlisi, mi posa becholov, kol shebol, di posa becholov, איסר החקים אף שנעיסים טעם לבגם לא נראה די נעיסים טעם לבגם שורם מטעם חד בתרי בוטו כיוון די נעיסים טעם כיוון די נעיסים טעם מושבח במייך וכי משהו בכם מדוח ובסין קופגים לבויה דיבולו הביצי אחד בחי ונעיסים טעם לבגם שור so in other words so the crazy place he says now so this is the finish of the crazy place Chizei Plesi says, it's much more than Chizei Plesi, that if, let's say, you will, you are at 6 o'clock in the morning, you cook bosol in the pot, then the next day, after 24 hours, you boil milk in the pot, so the milk will be water. Because Nesim Tam Gam, even though the aloha of Nesim Tam Gam is based upon Nivele Shin Yeril Gea, and that's the din of Shalikid Achaloson, and by Vosom Echol of Shalikid Achaloson is Chayev, but if you cook milk in a pot that is not a Beyene, that is Nesim Tam Gam, then it's not their official. So even the crazy place is made that there is no Issa of Vosom Echol because it's not their official. Not because of the aloche of this tam dam of Nevi'im Shin Yeril Gea, but because it's not the Abish. If it is in any beginning. Mashinki. Suppose you cooked. Let's say bosor and cholov mamish in the pot. Bosor becholov mamish in the pot. And then, on Sunday, then on Tuesday, you cook potatoes in that pot. So the crazy place says that the potatoes will be osir. But the question is, how can the potatoes be osir? After all, the bosa becholov was nivla, was absorbed by the pot on Sunday morning. Now it's Tuesday. So it's more than 24 hours, so it's less than with gum. So when the potatoes absorb the minute particles of the bosa becholov that had been bolua in the day of Nagdeiro, it's less than with gum, so it should be mutar. So the crazy place says no, but by bosa becholov, what's the reason as to why less than with gum is mutar? Because it's the real shina really there. But by bosa becholov, shalikid rachlosim is chayev, so here is also chayev. This is what he mentions in the Yom. Crazy place. Umashi was a crazy place. We was the hollow. Culture bully, they was the hollow. Is a hakein after listening to the dam. So the crazy place, he says, that even the very outset it's listening to the dam. Then it doesn't become a hefta was the hollow. In other words, if on Sunday you cooked meat in the pot, and on Tuesday you boiled milk in the pot, so the milk does not become a hefta was the hollow because it's not there official. Since when it's there official, when the bosor gives it tam shubach in the cholov, but if on Tuesday you boil milk, so then the particles of bosor give it tam pogom in the cholov on Tuesday, so it's not there official, so it doesn't become mechefzer bosom cholov. Mashein kein if on Sunday you cook a piece of meat in milk, so it became mechefzer bosom cholov and it absorbed the tam shubach of bosom cholov. Then after staying for more than 24 hours in the day of the akli, on Tuesday morning it's already nice tumbled down. And on Tuesday morning you cook potatoes in the pot. So the crazy place says, then the potatoes are awesome. Because it already became a chefzer b'shalom. So one thing the crazy place is made, that even at the very outset, it's nice tumbled down, it's not the official, it doesn't become a chefzer b'shalom. It's possible that the Rabbi Baruch Shita is that even at the very outset it becomes a chefzer b'shalom. Unless we say that Rabbi Baruch has reference to a case where the Gentile maid is only one dere, and so the mele, it is no probability, so she cooked bosor and cholov in the same day within 24 hours, so that's why he asks us. But min hastam, it's mashma that Rabbi Baruch has reference to any case, even when the Gentile woman is more than one dere. So it is still It is still osir. And we can't rely on his tam, astam kelim in b'yemon, because by person b'cholov, so even his tam and dam is osir. Alright. But the crazy place he assumes that at that point there is no machlekes. So why is the Rambam atir? So why is the Rambam atir? Because of the Mishnah Rabbish. And then the crazy place says, true indeed, that if at the very outset it's least tam and dam, he doesn't become effective in the Issa Basim Cholov, because it's not the Rabbish. But if it became effective in the Issa Basim Cholov, and then it became the tam pogum by staying in the Defne Agdeire for more than 24 hours, so then if you cook potatoes in that part, it is also in the rice and the potatoes. And we cannot say this tam and dam, because by Basim Cholov, even this tam and dam is also there. This is what the crazy place says. So the primigod in Israel, and he says, no, here, even though by Basim Cholov, so even though by Basim Cholov, so Nevin Lashin Ruili Ger is Oseer and is Chayim Malkes, that's only if you have the Ben of Basim Cholov. Mashenkin, if you have the Tam of Basim Cholov, so primigod in is saying the same thing that Reb Chaim says. And in Tarubes I mentioned that Reb Chaim says that Tam Kiker is a new Issa. And even according to the Rishayim, we say that for Tam Kikya Loi Miboye, according to the Shite of Rabbi Yisrael Molainish. So the Hishite is that there is only an Issa Eser and Tam Kikya, so of course it's a new Issa, because you're never like it. But even according to the Rishayim, we say that on Tam Kikya Yachayim Malkes, so that means that there is no Bittle, but it's not like Nikar Issa, where there is no Bittle. There is a new Issa of Tam Kikya, and the new Issa of Tam Kikya prevents Bittle. So wherever the Aloch of Tam Kikya applies, so then that precludes Bittle. But wherever Tam Kikya doesn't apply, so there is Bittle. So the melee, but it's all on the basis of the new Aloch of Tam Kikya. And he mentions Siraye from the Rambam. And that Rambam is Mifurash Neged Crazy Place, like the Frimigon. So the Rambam in Perek Tesvov, Halacha Chavches, he mentions the din of Nesin Tam Mishvach, so then there's a lot of Tam Kikya, and Nesin Tam Gam, that it's Mutar. So the Rambam says, so in other words, so he says, the Rambam says, "V'imoyo bosa b'cholo o yai." So in other words, if let's say, so v'imoyo bosa b'cholo o yai nesach v'yai naole ukloy akerem shenoflu l'dvash o yibosa shkotim orosim shenizbash l'mayerek v'chay yitzivem teir meisir ma'akum v'sim chimal pul im omar im bitam o yishoma yesh bitam bitam rau v'arim pigboy hakel muta. So he says, regarding Bosa Becholov, that if Bosa Becholov fell into a heter, into a dere, so then we tell the goy to taste it. And if the goy says, I don't feel the tam of the Bosa Becholov, or he says, I feel the tam of Bosa Becholov, but it's a putrid tam, it's not a pleasant, enjoyable tam, so then it is good. So the question is, the Rambam mentions Vimoyo Bosa Becholov, so if the goy says that the tam is putrid, it's not enjoyable, so then it's muter dekdere. Why? Because it's nesin tam l'gam. But nesin tam l'gam is muter because the nevilah shina really care. That's the halacha shel kedar hachalosot. But because of the cholov shel kedar hachalosot, even if it's putrid, so it's also chayev. So the Chaim says, we see from this Rambam, when do we say that was of the cholov? So shel kedar hachalosot is chayev if, let's say, you cooked posot together with cholov. And then it stood, let's say, in hot temperature for a number of days. Then it became very putrid. So then, and you eat it, Yachai Malkis. Mashenk in here, so you cooked it in, there is bitl berov. So, or you cooked it in a gdere, and let's say it fell, Bosa Becholov fell into a gdere, that has rov heter. Or you cooked heter, you cooked potatoes, let's say, or applesauce in a gdeire in which posam echolov was cooked before. And then you give it to a goy and he tastes it. And he says that the tam is putrid. It's not enjoyable. So here, the potatoes or the applesauce has to become oser on the basis of the aloch of tam kikya. You don't have the ban of posam echolov. Because even in the case where a piece of posam echolov fell into the gdeire, but since there is rov, so you don't have the ban of posam echolov. So there is bit of a rov, but on the basis of tam kikya. So tam kikya is a new iser. So, but whenever the aloch of tam kikya takes effect, so then it prevents bit. But first, the aloch of tam kikya, the new iser of tam kikya has to take effect. And in order that tam kikya should take effect, then it has to be a tam mishulech. If it's nice tam nivdam, so then the new iser of tam kikya doesn't take effect. Because as far as the new iser of tam kikya is concerned, so the aloha of kolnevei l'shen ruili ge'ah does apply to it. The aloha of kolnevei l'shen ruili ge'ah doesn't apply to the lab of bosom of l'shevashel dibach halevime, but it applies to the iser, to the general iser of tam kikya. Once the iser of tam kikya takes effect, then it prevents bitul. But first, the Yisr of Tam Kikya, the new Yisr of Tam Kikya has to take effect. And if it's Tam Pogum, so the new Yisr of Tam Kikya doesn't take effect. So the Mele, Beetle is not precluded. So the Mele is Muta. In other words, so the Rambam says explicitly that even though by Bosom Echolot, so his Chayav Himi Mishalikit Arachalosom, even if it's Tam Pogum, even if it's not edible, altogether, it's a Tam Pogum, the Gamle, that's only if he eats the Be'en of Bosom Echolov. But if he doesn't eat the Be'en of Bosom Echolov, but Bosom Echolov has to ask the Gdeire on the basis of Tam Kikya, so only when it's Tam Shuvach, but when it's Tam Pogum, so the new Yisr of Tam Kikya doesn't take effect, so in Mele, there is bit of love. So it's not Oser. This is what the Primigodim says. So the Primigodim says the same thing as Reb Chaim, but it's mentioned, the Primigodim doesn't mention that it's mentioned, this aloha is mentioned by the Rambam. It's mentioned explicitly by the Rambam in Perek Tesvot, Milchas Machol Tzatzures Aloha Lamed. And this is what the Primigodim says. He is masik on the crazy place. So again, the Sifri Tresi says, Uma, Shekosam a crazy place, he because of the Cholom, Kol Shebo, Lidei, Bosa Becholo, Eser HaKein, Afshe Nesin Tam Lidam, on the basis of Tam Kikea, Loi Mire, Di Nesin Tam Lidam, Shore, Mitam Chal Mitrei Boto. Because that's the Mamesh the same, Longness as Reb Chaim, because Tam Kikea is a new Aloch. But when can the new Aloch of Tam Kikea take effect? If it's Tam Meshubach. But if it's Tam Pogu, it doesn't take effect. So the Mele there is Bitu Merom. So you couldn't ask her. But the crazy place is Shite Yis. The crazy place she is not like that. Anyway, you see, the crazy place he cannot deny that the Shita Sarambam is in the contrary. But the crazy place he will say that this is the Shita of Rabbi Neboch. This is the Shita of Rabbi Neboch. Because Rabbi Neboch says the Yisrael is not allowed to be Mechate, the Kacholim. Kacholim, why? Because thereby he will expedite the Bishul of the Bli of Boso and the Bli of Cholo. But it's already pogum. So the answer is that the Rabbi Bor holds that by Bosom Echolov, so the bli of Bosom Echolov, can aser even though it's pogum, because you look at the Rachelos and it's chayev. And the Ramo says that we don't have to be cheshish for the shita of Rabbi Bor, so it's only the Ramo doesn't pass like Rabbi Bor on the question of in Bishla Chabish. Mashein Kain, on this question, that where you already have of a Tam Pogum of Bosa Becholov, so since the Aloha of the village in the Ruli Gea doesn't apply to Bosa Becholov, so it can answer, another day it can answer even potatoes or applesauce. So the reason is why the Ramo says, Uvidevet in Ochush, because of Imbishla Habishu, but not because of the Rambam Shik. So in other words, the crazy place he holds that Rabbi Baruch is chilek on the Rambam. Of course, he cannot deny the Rabbi Baruch said, according to the Rambam, so even though Shalikidar is chayav by Rosh Bacholov, Shalikidar Achiloson, but in the case, but to Aseret and the base of Tam Kinkar, it couldn't. Because the Daruch of Tam Kinkar does not take effect if it's Tam Pogom. It only takes effect if it's Tam Shuk. Alright, I mean, I wanted to discuss that. Now, I don't want to go any further. So tomorrow, there'll be a very long shiur, and tomorrow, I want to finish all the Taz and Shachs in Sinai Pesach. In the summer of the battle of Kaf, Hagdeire Batafshin Tor, Abrakaf Rosa, being in Bosso Ben Holo, which is she blew on because of the Holo. But through them, the Seraphim Hosu and Tokhu, in Bosso Ben Holo. Cold man should be saying, being in Samer, Hakros of Amoya to Lagdeire, because the Gdeire was below a Bosso Ben Holo. Achmuter. Lose is an Amoya, so it's also Banoi. The Gdeire is also Banoi. Achmuter Lose is the Seho. Perez. So in other words, since the Gdeire is also Banoye, he will not be allowed to cook something in that Gdeire even for a goy. Not only for a soil, even for a goy, because they have Banoye. But to put something in it, that is mutter. But the Gdeire has a deal because of the Cholo, the answer is, when he points something, he cooks something in the Gdeire that has because of the Cholo, and Gdeire because of the Cholo, then he has Banoye from that Gdeire because of the Cholo. But when he puts something tzeinen, so the bli of pasa becholo, he doesn't derive any benefit from the bli of pasa becholo. So remember, it's muter. Ach muter was his nefei chopei mes tzeinen. Kim shein enemy gufo yisya. So he's not learning from the bli of pasa becholo, and the metal itself is not pasa becholo. It's only the bli of pasa becholo that is pasa becholo that is pasa banoi. So in other words, and we don't say regarding the metal itself, regarding the metal itself, that it should become with tichanasis nevele. That's what we don't say. Only the smag, we saw, the smag is the only rishi who says that regarding the earthenware itself and the metal itself, we apply the aloha of tichanasis nevele. And then we saw that according to the Taz Pshat, there are three pshotim in the Mordechai, the Taz, the Shachs, and the Ramon. So according to the Taz pshat in the Mordechai, so vis-a-vis a kli cheres that the Efshel have feet, so there we say that the earthenware itself becomes a tichanas nevele. All right, and this is a shita tchuyo, I mean. So it's only the shita of the smag and according to the Taz Pshat. So it's also the shita of the Mordechai l'gabei klicheres, not l'gabei klimatches. So the Meile, we don't ask like that. So the Mechava says, achmuta was l'sei chopir l'sei tzeinen, kim shirinen l'gupay isa. Because the metal itself does not become ichticha di nisure. Ichticha di nisure. So Mimele, here, this is what the Shach says, the Simchot.
והודו המיץ זה על היטיימה לכפי ישראל שהאלה סולטר הציז משמדורים חיצרי שכיפי שמדובו של אחילה וחושב הנועה כיפי שמננה מגופו יצאה וכמי שמצבוי על מקמן סמצר דלת in other words, if they cook something even if it is eaten by a boy so then there is this hanoi so then it derives a benefit from the bria but if he just fills it up with water and he washes his hair so he doesn't derive any benefit from the bria so mimeire it's not also hanoi it's like putting apples in a gdeire that has a bria or something all right the afrik had here ein mit der schattes war ein wort הוא משמע שם דבידרי של מטרס, אין להחמר אפילו לכתחילה, משום דאפי מויוניטס, הויוכי זה או מסלבי, על ידי יורץ. על ידי יורץ. Now, the task, סיב זיין. The task. In Sib Zayin. Now, that is reference. Cholov alimutza v'keivu. Eini cholov v'mutta l'vashel v'bosa. Hafilu v'tzolot shevo. V'yesh v'sheizu. So the first question, we saw that there are three shittas of Sheini. There is the shitta of Rashi, who is the biggest machmir. And there is the shitta of the Rif, who is the biggest snake here. And then there is in between, the shitta of Hamletan. That, so, is also, but Tzolul has a din of Cholom, but Kovush is Pirush of Alme and does not have a din of it is not also a mitzvah of Cholom. So Cholom anim to be kevo, eini Cholom umuta levashol beiposo afilu mitzolush, v'yeish mishetz, mitzolush, but Kovush not. ויש מי שאיסר צפתה, זה סיב זיו. פירוש מצור דווקא, והוא מדעס על מטה, וראה שאיסר אף הוא מקורש, ומסביר לפיר שבעלמי. והוא פוסק רמו, קרם לטעם, הוא משל פרק לו הבוסו, פוסק רש, וזה לשם. כול הגדיל להתיר מקורש, כי מי יודע על מה שיר הקרישי, אפשר אפילו לסבורוסי, דווקא אם הוא קורש, ואין בלחלוך הספור את כלל, ביוליק הקרש אחר שלי. So Mashal, first of all, it's not only that his chenches mishnes Rashi himself agrees with Shnes Rashi. Then he says, even if we reject Shnes Rashi, so even if we say like Hamutam, but Hamutam is made that it's always osea, so maybe we could be chenches by Kosh too, that it's not fully Kosh. Not fully kosh, because it's unusual that it should be completely kosh. So it is semi-kosh. So maybe even Rabbi Tam will be made there in the case where it is semi-kosh. Maybe Rabbi Tam is only matri, only fully kosh. This is the mashal shita, but all the other poskim achir. Shenimach cholov anim tzo bikeim. Shenimach v'kivos. V'ashiro sheyishe v'vichay lach shev kiveteach. נזבויה בסימן סמכתה סיף יוטחס ושיעו מנוחוסי שימי קרטח בסימן סמכתה סיפה סיפה אוסו להמיד או שמימה בשבוסו או שאומה בינחות סודם בתסקורוש אוסו להמיד פירשו ייתי מי שחולוב שמימה בקיבו או יומד בו ינחות בחולוב בשביל שיקפי, לאסס מלבינות, נורד הקרד צ'יף. So he says, וימא מבי, so in other words, אם דחולו, הנמצא בקיבו, הוא was נמרח בקיבוסו. So, and because of מוליח הרי קריסייח, so that חולו absorbed particles from the lining of the חולו. In other words, particles of venom, the lining of the קיבו, that's venom. So that חולו, absorbed particles of venet, of bosom. Oy shoma b'imecho, so again, because with the work of Kom Shari Kibushu, so it absorbed the particles of the lining of the cable. So the mele, it is osa, which of bosom b'cholo, is osa l'hamid pe. ואם הם מתבאים, אם הוא הצוליר, איזה כל הגנוס. עד שהם סמר וחולוב שהם נגד הקליפ הוא אסור, ואם הוא סמר וחולוב, הכלות האסור יורד לדיסקוס. אני נשח, ביקשה ונשח רייזס, אגן זרמות, את נטורי, וואי זה דמותר לבדל שישי בישלם, הוא ניצחו מעגל דיפרוסור, so it's heter, so maybe he doesn't become a heter was bechola, or unless he uses it out. Well, and the halacha of the Ramayna, well, what was the application? But here it already became a heter was bechola. So maybe it's like the veiler ran it. What difference does it make? Was a bechola ran it or the veiler ran it? So even if the relationship, so that we discussed, that the shah discusses. Now, let's see the task. At Sifu, at Yisama bechola, kosher, Vidas Horosh. Now, what did he do? He took Cholov Tzol. That's milk. But it's special milk. The milk that was Nitzah B'Kayvo. And that milk is very sharp. It's very hard. So that can be used as a monument, as a coagulant. So, but it's milk. And he put it in other milk. So it's one milk and another milk. So one, the milk, the cholov anim so became raw, so that curdles the cheese. So kosher, lidas horosh, shekos akim lidayit, shekos abisim kufches, dimini misamech, kikmi shekos abis yosef, vokan mayre, lini lichem, ובירוש סביר לביסים עם קופי מלכה נדוכתה, ומניחה ויסרס, יצר מדיקליפה, So Ubishul Daftabin and Samer. So the question is, why is it? Why do we require Shishim? But there was no Ubishul here. So in the Mele, there was only Alvin Lichem. So that only assets can be clip. So why do we need Shishim? Now as a matter of fact. So the Nikudas HaKesef says, we caution it. We come to Chode do Yiu Gufe Kosav Likamon Simen Tzadikalev Tziv Kotn Zayen. So I mean, we discussed it in Darubis. Didas Orosh Dichol Dovo Shetzor Lichlipe Lelu Yishayech Beiklipe Kurios. So in other words, so the Shite of the Rosh, he says, there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rivo. So some poskim mentioned, now, turn to Simen Tzadik Aleph. We went over it in Tahuris. Simen Tzadik Aleph, see that. Bosor v'cholov reitu, shem zor v'yach, v'achim bosor tzeno v'yach, v'cholov v'yach, v'cholov tzeno v'yach, bosor v'yach, hake lo so, mishim tato yigom, Avo cholov v'seyach shnof, or bosor tzeno v'yach. So then we should say tato yigom. But ad v'yker, so it's madriya k'nikulipe. So if cholov v'seyach fell was dropped, and it was a tzeinei, or it was a tzeinei shenof, or it was a chol of tzeinei, so how much was necessary? Can it leap it? So, can it abos? Sure, abos amud. So that's in regard to the abos. So it shayach to make leap it. V'acholov, but it cannot become a cholov, it's liquid. So v'acholov mud. So who shite is it? That's the shite of the Rambam. Rambam Rachbeni. The shite of the Rivoy is No. So the Shita of the Rambam means that where, let's say, a liquid becomes osel, kiniklipe, and it's impossible to be kelei, because the klipe becomes immediately commingled with the rest of the liquid, so then it's mutakul. I mean, we have to understand that, but I discussed it in Tarus. But the Shita of the Rivo, so in other words, the Shita of the Rivo is to the counter. The shita of the Rivo is, actually this is the shita of the Ri and the Rambam. That when something becomes osak, let's say a piece of meat falls, a piece of hot meat falls into milk, cold milk, so then it's that to go out, but can you repeat answers? So the upper surface of the upper layer of the milk becomes osak, but it's impossible to peel off because it immediately becomes commingled. It's a liquid. So it immediately becomes commingled with the rest of the milk. So the sheet of the V is, since it's impossible to peel off a klipa from a liquid, so mumeile, it's mute. It's mute. This is, even if there is no shishi, the sheet of the Rivoi is not. That if it is impossible to peel off, so then we require shishi. Now, so the Ta says here, Vachon Huta Kulei, in Simon Tzadikai, Sib Zayin, Uvitur Hebi Das Vivo, She Tzoyer She Yibicholof Samech Negel Aklipe, She Nesamech, Vichosat Mavi Bagoy Shagadure, Hafel Gan Bishol Tuch Den Kipe Yisar Eschavato, Apiru Maklipe Shol Shune, Mitam Vikir Hunes Amubokim She Yitzar Yoch Lu Bashon, Vachanam Mitam Akbosa Vachol Akhlof, Apil Hochet Tzorech Samech, Kim Didova Lachu, Umisarim Yachat, so it's not a question of answering something else. It's not a question, something else. True, where the klipe has to answer another klipe, so then we say, in keyach v'nesa v'yeser v'mokim sh'neisa yochel l'lechshon. But here the liquid, it doesn't have to answer. This klipe becomes commingled with the rest of the milk. So mele, we require shishi. There's the shite. So the Mari says, So he says, Vachaname, Vachloche Tzorich Samach, Kim Bidom Abachu, Misarit Yachat, Vihime Doche Noi, Lichum, the Mari says, like the Rivo, the Loi Kosh. So the Mari assumes that the Rosh Shite is like the Ri, that where, let's say, a liquid becomes less like a Klipe, and it's impossible to Kele, so then it becomes Muta, the liquid becomes Muta, even without the Klipe, even without it. So, but he says that's the shite. So that's the shite of the Ri, and the Mari says that the Rosh shite is like the Ri. The Vashkuno posak yorosh. Why we can live a Rambam? She tzorich samach negin aklip. So then the Taz here, Simen Tzadik Alev. So he says, he argues. He says too, there is a machleket between the Rivo and the Ri. And this question, where a liquid is overlap, becomes nesak liklipe, and it's impossible to peel off from the liquid, whether we require shishi negin liklipe or we don't require. So the rishite is that we don't require shishi, and the rivoshite is we do require shishi. But as far as the rosh is concerned, so the Taz argues that the roshite is like the rivo, not like the ri. So then he says, ulam is vaderan, he says. Ulan is daiti, so he says, Utmeani al mashikosat mari. That's the ninth big line in the Taz, in Siv Zayin, Sim Tzarekal. Utmeani al mashikosat mari, b'shem rosh, mikul, sh'al rosh heiti beis adeis. Why do we say that the Rosh agrees with the Ri? Why? Because the Rosh mentioned the sheet of the Ri. He mentioned the sheet of the Ri too, and he was not machia. So Meir HaTei say that the Rosh is machia like the Ri, like the Ri. Maybe he agrees with the sheet of the Ri. He says the other Rami. So the Taz argues that the Rosh is like the Rivo. This is what the Shach is saying. So he answers the kasha. So the Nikudas HaKesef answers the kasha of the Taz against this Nechaba. So he says, kosher, he does a rosh, because he died. והוא קל מהר ולמליחה, והוא ראש לראות מסימן קופי, ולחמה דוחתה, ולמליחה מסרס, יש ערך ליפה, ובבישל דווקא בין הסמך, ובבישל דווקא בין הסמך. So the dancer, the asoto of the Lucas Akesra, the Taz is, no, but Bishloi means the Taz and agreed with the Mari, that the Roshite is, that like the Ri, that when it has a skiliklipe, when the liquid becomes also a skiliklipe, so then, and it's impossible to be killing, so the whole thing is moved there, and it don't require shishin. So then we could understand as to why you require shishin here. But the Taz himself says that the Roshite is like the Livo. The Roshite is like the Livo. So we have to say that the Taz here in Achanabe, the Taz here is asking that Kashe according to the assumption of the Mari. According to the assumption of the Mari. The Mari assumes that the Rosh paskins like the Ri, not like it. Yeah, I mean the Rosh paskins themselves. That the Rosh paskins like the Ri, not like the Rivo. So Mimele, in this case, word became out in the Liche, Osakeli Klipe, and it is mixed up. This Holovakevo is mixed up, communal, with the other milk, the regular milk. So even if there is no Shishin, it should be Muter. Why do we paskin that only if there is Shishin? This is discussion. ויצורך בימר דחים שיש כאן חולות, חבר לכיס השומן. And by דור השומן, so then, even מליחה, כן במעבי הביחוד. This השומן. דור שלו ראש, כל אחת, משקוס בסימן קופי, ואף אגב, בסיף סימן קופי, מי משוס בשם רשבו, דבור מילה שאומרנו, אפילו לתבוס על בחולות, שהחולות היא מפפיה, מקום בו כמו ראש, שהחולות היא מפפיה, so he mentions the name of the רשבו, that Cholov is not considered sufficient Bishomim to be Mifapeya Bechulei, so that Moliach should be Mavriya Bechulei. So we call Mokim HaRosh V'Atur is Vilvach. So he says the Rosh and the Tur, they hold that Cholov is considered the Dovah Shomei, so even Moliach can be Mavriya Bechulei. So the Mele here, if there is no Shishim, so it's also. V'chei Mucha V'Sim Tzalik Beis Yilvez. Ach Koshim. די בסימן קופי סיבזאי אלו חבלה מודינו חולו בריס השומן כמו איש הלכך לשום בצורכי עם רב ישן זה so that word, so his kashi is and that this is really the teret on the Nikudas HaKesevs HaSogi on the Taz because true that the Taz mentions vo rosh ziroi בסימן קופי וחמד דוחתה ובמיכל סרס יסל מחליק So what does the Nikudas HaKesev say? Well, the Taz himself in Simen Kufei says that the Rosh passes like the Rivo. But his kashi is not directed against the Rosh. His kashi is primarily directed against the Mechaber and the Ramo. The Mechaber and the Ramo, they both pass in Simen Tzadik Aleph like the Ri. So whatever the Shita of the Rosh is immaterial. Let's say that the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Rivo. But this is obvious that the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rivo. So the Mechaba Paschus like the Ri, the Mechaba. Because the Mechaba Paschus in Simen Tzadik Aleph, Sim Dalet, that Posor Becholov Ri, that Cholov Beteyach Shnofu al Posor Tzeinen, or Posor Beteyach Shnofu Lissol Cholov Tzeinen, Kirif al Posor Ushor al Posor Mutea, Vea Cholov Guta Kule. And there are more also Paschus like that. So that means, whatever the Shita of the Rosh is, but the Pesach of the Mechaba and the Ramon, Ramo is that when something, when a liquid becomes osakeliklipe, so then it's impossible to kill off, so then it's muter. So the Mele here, it became only osakeliklipe because the Bliya took place from the Liche. So it only took place from the Liche, so it only became osakeliklipe, then it took this cable, and they put it in regular milk. So you should acerate the milk in the klipe, but it's impossible to peel off from the milk. So the Mele and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber and the Mechaber and the Ramo both pass in Simen Tzadik Aleph that where it's impossible to peel off, so then it's mutar even without shishin. Why does he say v'im hemik bein im hoy atzol? If there is no summer of Cholov, It should be moved there because it only has a significance. That's the kasha of the Taz. So the Taz says, at first, maybe you'll say that Chol is the Vashomim, so then he mentioned in Simon Kufay, it's Mashma, that Cholov is not an Isashomim, so it's not Mavliya Bikolei, so it's only Mavliya Kiliklipe, and here it's impossible to be Kelei, so maybe it should be Muter, even without Shishi. That's the Kasha of the Taz, and he says, Vitzolchi un Rav Yashiv. Or he says, so then, oh. So the Taz. So the Taz. Now let's see the Hanuma, the Shach says, because I guess. We caution him. We come to him. How did you go because of the common sin in Tzadikale? He does a rosh to hold the 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 rosh. So the Teretz on this Asoge is, the Taz is not primarily interested whether it is also a recording to the rosh or not. The Kashi is directly against the Ramo. The Ramo definitely passes like that. So let's say the rosh, she is like the Ramo. So he is concerned now with the rosh. But we are concerned now with the Ramo. So then he says, Iname, Vehu, Hoikya, Vishame Hoche, Kibu Shekonus, Vishame Hoche, Kibu Shekonus, ואינים לכו בשיחי כשיעו שייתנו עליה ויפיח ודומה לקובוש ועושה כולה ודומה למילך בכלי שאינה מינוקה ושאו בוי כשיעו שייתנו עליה ויפיח ועושה גם להרוש כל מה שנרבש וכדליל סימן סמכתס אף אגב דמולי אחרי יסר כמקליפה והיינה שכוסף אבס יוסף כאן והשיעו שיית שמיניחה ושיחשב בשיח לסבויה בסימן סמכתס. So that's a very good teretz that the Kodesh HaKesef gives. And the Avidus HaGashuni praises this teretz of the Kodesh HaKesef. Now in the Chidush HaGashuni on the margin, Uvin Kodesh HaKesef tirit, Vishane Ochen, Kipin Shekonas Vishicha Kevo, Vinimlar Viseho, Kishio Sheyitno Aleiyo Vyartiach, Kmoy Shekosa HaBes Yosef, Is Domer Vinimlar Bichli Shein Minukev, Vishoye Vekishio Sheyitno Aleiyo Vyartiach, Vyosa Vyorosh. So in other words, what is the teretz of Nikudas HaKesef? Because there are two aloches. There is one aloche of Meliach HaRei Kriseach. That aloche of Meliach HaRei Kriseach so implies that it only asks Kili Klipe, unless it's Idom HaShomein. So then it asks the Kulem. But if it's not Idom HaShomein, it only asks Kili Klipe. Then there is another aloche of Kovush B'tzir HaRei Kriseach. So there are two types of Kovush. There is one type of Kovush Nevi Rikulet. Only 24 hours, so Arei Kriseach. Then, he Kovush Bitzir, in drying something that is very sharp, acid. So, Mimele, so Kovush Bitzir, Arei Kriseach, so it has a Rikule. So, the Rikule Zakesef says, here, when the Cholov was Nitzah Mikevo, and since the Cholov is very hardy, Shecholov HaKevo, as the Shach says, in Sifrovo, Hatam Mifuresh, Shecholov HaKevo, Cholov Vichomutz, so that cholov akevo, that's like tzia. So when it was nimla b'kevo, so then it's like kovush b'tzia. So if it was nimla b'kevo, so kishio sheyala al gavish v'yatechenu, then it has to be kulei. So that's the teretz and the taskash. All right. Now, see if you doubt. V'mhoyu akevo kush eino yisaretz. The Pirsho Bialm. Vimoy Akiva Kusho Eno Yiseres Kum, Afil Hoyo Sama Bechol of Negev Akiva. So the Ramo says that it all depends. If the Chol of Akiva was sold, so then, and he was mining the kernel cheese with that Chol of Akiva that was sold, so then the cheese is Osir, except if there is Shishu. Now, so we discussed already the Shach's Kashi against this Ramo and the two. Even if there is shishim, it should be osir, because after all, here it should be treated like the veil of edit. So the teretz of the Shach is that either that the Tur and the Ramo accord with the sheet of the Raivet, that even by Bosa Becholov, the Raisi, where he became Bosa Becholov of the Bishul. So the essence of the Isa consists not of each component by itself, but by the synthesis of the Bosa and the Cholov. So, and the reason is why After we say that in Zoser is because of the remnant of Yisera, as Reb Chaim explains, the Ralved, so really here it's not shayach to say, see here, it's not, here we have the synthesis, but what has the effect of curdling the cheese? So what curdles the cheese is the hollow itself curdles the cheese, because this is very acidy. So it's the hollow itself that curdles the cheese. So in melee, it's not a combination of the hollow and the particles. And the particles of the lining absorbed by the hollow that curdle the cheese. It's one component that serves as the catalytic agent and curdles the cheese. So melee, that component by itself is not the heft of Yisera. So melee, we cannot treat it like nevela. And then the Shach says that even if we say like the Rambam, that the because of the hollow mamish and esar al dipishul choshiv kikupishal Yisera, so that's only. So we can say, according to Rambam, only when it's al-dibishu. Masha'ikim, when it's al-dibiliche, or al-dikobus, which is only the Rabbonon. So even the Rambam would agree with the lomdes of the Rambam. Alright. So that answers the difficulty in the Ramo, where it says that if it is so, so then, and the Rishishim, so it is good. But then the second part of the Ramo, he says, Vimoyakri v'kusho, eilu yisekes kum, afimu lo yosamer v'cholov neged akivo, so that means if the kikevo is crucial, so it's pure shebaal. So we don't even need shishi. So he says, so now sifida in the tax. We have kikevo crucial in the series, the pure shebaal me. Very lashes, we call okay, yes, and we should tambo, so she leave my basic pure she. The question is true that as far as now what happened here? He took a cable crucial that was nimar mikivos. So that cable crucial absorbed particles of the lining of the cable. Particles of bosom. It absorbed. Now, then he took this cable and put it in regular, and he curdled cheese. So the Rambam says, "I feel like the summer the whole of neged a cable, neged the whole of kusho. Cable is the whole of kusho. That's the cable. So it is good. Why? Because the whole of kusho, the cable, the whole of kusho is pirshabam. Is pirshabam. But so the shaila that the Beis Yosef raises." True, that as far as the mining, after all, we have two lining here. Now, the lining of the cable can serve as a catalytic agent, as a curdler of cheese. I mean, that's right. Now, and Cholov Khrushchev can also, Cholov a cable can also serve as a curdler of cheese, because it's very acidic. It's Chari Lechomos. Now, here we have a cable crucial, hole of crucial, that absorbed particles of the lining of the cable. So there are two elements that can serve as a catalytic agent. The hole of a crucial can serve as a catalytic agent, and the particles of the lining absorbed by the hole of a crucial can serve as a catalytic agent. So the Beis Yosef has the kashi. And let's say that the particles, that the lining of a cable can only serve as a catalytic agent if it's visible. But if it is absorbed, it cannot serve as a catalytic agent. But in this case, where there is no shishi in the hollow, neged a cable, so then we have, so the regular milk has itarubes of the particles of the lining. So true, it couldn't curdle the cheese. But who is concerned about the mining here? If there is no shishim, so then it should, so all the milk should be osir, because of the time of the particles of the lining give in the regular milk. So that's the kashrut. ואם להקשיס מכל מוקים יסר, משום טעם בוסר שניב לה בייסקר. אם there is no שישים in the regular milk, against the hollow bakhusho, and the hollow bakhusho has particles of bosor, so that means, and we don't know how much the quantity of the particles of bosor that is absorbed by the hollow bakhusho. So we have to consider the maximum. So we have to be chayshish, we have to assume that the whole quantity of the hollow bakhusho consists of particles of the lining of the cave. So so that means that there is no shishim in the regular milk neged the particles of bosor that is absorbed by the hollow bakhusho. So maybe it should be also because of the time that the particles of the lining of the cable possibly give in the hollow. That's the kashin of Yosef. So the Yosef gives the teretz the havikin is in tam banis in tam. We be dogim shol because there is aloche the dogim shol bikoro. Let's say if let's say bikoro shol boso, if you put hot fish in the koro shol boso, so you are allowed to eat that fish with milk. Why? Because first the boso give it out in the car. Then, when you put the hot fish in the kare, so the kare give tam in the doggy. So it's not the first tam of boson. So the fish represents not the primary tam of boson, but the derivative tam of boson. There's a tam, but it's tam. So a derivative tam of boson, you are allowed to eat with milk. So as Yosef says, the reason is why the Torah says that you are allowed to eat the milk, even though you put in that milk the hollow bakhusho that absorbed, that has in it the particles of the lining of the cable, and there is no shishi in the totality of the milk, negate the particles of bosor contained in the hollow bakhusho, because it's nesintam banesintam. That's what the Bishyos says. So the documentation is massive in the Bishyos. He says, ובדקימיישה חולק על זה, דברי הבא, כניסי טעם וניסי טעם, כמי שקיבלה חולף טעם עד כיבו, הבא כטעם ראשי. The awesome we keep tam in a bosom at me. Elobna ko, she keep a tam in a bosom. Babinis in tam, but is in tam. Lafuke can, she keep a tam in a cable. Have a tam wish. So he says, what's the deviate between dogim shol bikarish of boso and here? By dogim shol bikarish of boso, so the dogim represent the secondary, the derivative tam of boso. Because first the boso give tam in the kare, and then the kare give tam in the doggy. Mashenkin here, so the lining of the cable gave it tam in the hollow bakosh.
So it's the first time,
it's the primary time of Bosov, not the derivative time.
As a matter of fact, this is analogous to the halacha mentioned in Siman Tzadik Dalet. Sivov. Now turn to Siman Tzadik Dalet, Sivov. Tzolim o'yirokis, shebluim u'bosov, u'bishlon u'deroch eleves, im yodua kamobosov bonua, u'tzolim u'yirokis, u'tzolich samech alekenegid ha'bosov. Suppose yirokis, or tzolim onions, absorb a tambosov. Absorb the tambosov. And then you are mevashelet in a milchi kekeli. So then, we require shishin negative bosa. But we do require shishin negative bosa. Now the question is, why don't we say here, not banat? The answer is, here it's not banat. In Siman Tzadik Dalet Sivov, here is the first time. Because the Ptzolim absorb, the Yerokeis absorb tam bosa. So it's the first Tam of Boso. So Mimele, then when Yamivashel, those Psalim that have the primary Tam of Boso in them, so when you cook them in a day of Chlebe, so you need Shishin, make it the whole Boso. And you don't say, well, it's not Banat. So when is it not Banat? When it's the secondary Tam, the derivative Tam. The Dogim Shol, the Karash of Boso. So the first Tam was given in the Kare, and then the Kare gave a Tam in the Dogim. But here, so the boso gave the tam in the Ptolim. Here too, the boso gave the tam in the Chol HaMakosh. So it's the primary tam. So what chayches does it have? What chayches does it have to not banat? That's the kasha of the Darkimeshe against the Vesios. With Darkimeshe, Chol HaKatzeh, we have to not banat. Kimu shekimu ha-chol of tam ha-kei. Have it ha-kam rishi. Ela tam di gam tam boso ha-nib labo. So what does he say? So what does the documentation say? The documentation says, El Mire, we, Tama Matirim, Mishin Dui Mechshav Tam, Hoi Vacholo Vare Pirshe, Gamatam Shekibum Naboso Vare Pirshe. Now, the question is this. What is the documentation? What is it? He's arguing with the Bes Yosef and the Tzies. In other words, the Darkimeshi is saying that here it's not shayach to say that if there is no shishin in the regular milk, neged the chol HaMakosh, that all the milk should be osah because of the tarubes, of the particles of boso that the chol HaMakosh contains, because why should it be osah? Because the particles of the boso contained in the chol HaMakosh give it time if there is no shishin in the totality of the milk. So the particles of the boso will give it time. In the holo, since the holo bakosh is pirshe ba'ome, it does not have an enjoyable time. So the mele, the particles of boso contained, absorbed by the holo bakosh, cannot give an enjoyable tummy. So why does Bes Yosef ask the kashe? That means the Bes Yosef held that b'mtzias it gives an enjoyable time, and the Darkimeshe says that he does not give an enjoyable time. It's a question of b'mtzias. So let's find out the mitzvahs in such a case where Chol HaMakosh absorbs particles of the lining of the cable, and then it is mixed up with the regular milk, and there is no shishim whether it gives it tam boso in the regular milk or not. So the Bes Yosef assumes that it gives. So I mean, Dr. Meshe is arguing with him on the mitzvahs. So it's not mistaber. So it's more mistaber that the Dr. Meshe is not expressing here mitzvahs. The mitzvahs. He can agree with the Bes Yosef that the Mitzvah is what it is. In other words, and just as the Bes Yosef assumes that the particles of the lining that are contained in the Chol HaMakosh, so when they are mixed with the regular milk, so then they give a tam boso if there is no shishim. So in the totality of the milk, so then they give a tam boso in the milk, so that the Darkimeshe agrees with it. But al pidin, it is to be considered like a pirshe ba'ome. This is what the Darkimeshe says. Now, on what basis is it to be considered as pirshe ba'ome al pidin? On what basis? Now, we learned in Tarubes, Simen Tzadikhes, Siv Zayin. Im Nisari Evmin Bimine, Venishpar Binyan Shinyachilin Lamidolov, Lishari, Im Neda Shoyo Yehubi Heter Mutter, Im Neda Shoyo Yehubi Heter Mutter. Now let's forget that Agoyes Hamo, it's not Negev. Aber im Nisari Bimine, Venishpar Binyan Shinyachilin Lamidolov, Lishari, Aber im Neda Shoyo Yehubi Heter Mutter. Wie misare bimine yishin, mine, wie nicht bar bimine yishin yechilin lamid olof lishare, wie neida shol yohu beheter, mine, reine sheine mine, kilo eine, vashor mine rob olof lvaz. This is a Rashbo, this is the Rashbo, and that's the converse of what the Gemore says alim the Rabiud. The Gemore, alim the Rabiud says, that Rabiud holds, that mine mine, is not bottom with the raise, so if mine, 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 if he sell, because he sell, so then there is bitter. So then the computer says, reines mine to leine, vishayne mine robol of bat. This is the Gemara. There is no shy on that. So the Rashbo is applying here the converse of what the Gemara says. The Rashbo, here in this case, so if you have the arubis of Mishal in the Mimimine and Mishmach, we don't know whether it's Shishit, we are sure that there was Rov, so then if it's Mimimine, so we are telling okay, because by Mimimine, the requirement of Shishit is only the Rabbah. Mashayin can, if you have the arubis of Mimimine and it's Mishmach, so we cannot be telling okay, so if it's Mishmach, it's also unless we know that there was Shishit. So the Mechaba mentioned the din of the Rashbo. Suppose it's Nisariv b'mine b'shemine. Let's say Nivele was Nisariv with Shchuto and with Sup of heaven. So then, and it's Nishbach. B'inye n'shem yechem l'amed l'mishariv. V'nei d'asher yohu b'heter m'mine. We are sure one thing, that the Shchuto, the heter, the mine, as against the Nevele, the Yisair, so hetero. And then, but we don't know as to whether there was Shishin in the soup, negative Nevele. So then, the Rashbo is applying the converse of the Gemore, the Gamera Bude, Veneta Sheyuru, the Hetamine, Rein the Sheyuru, the Kineini, Vasho, Mine Rovel of Mat. The Marshal is Chelik. Now, and the Taz approves of this din of the Mechaba, which is a Rashi. So in other words, so that means that even though, now it's very possible that in this case, when Nevele was mixed up, was Nisari with Shuto and Supoveta, with Minichemi, so it's very possible